Yeah, I was very sad to learn of Clarence's death. I know that he struggled quite a bit over the last few months with regard to cancer. But the fact is that Clarence Mitchell started me in politics back in 1982. He opened the door of opportunity for me to run for the House of Delegates. He stood up for me, and he's been a friend and a mentor ever since then. And I spoke to him as late as about, I'd say, a few weeks ago. And I know that, you know, he had a role to play, not only in my destiny, but in so many other people's journeys through life, too. He served in the Senate, and he was always a very down-to-earth legislator. I have pictures in my home where Clarence at Christmas time and Thanksgiving would give away turkey dinners and clothing to feed those who were in need. And he always had a sensitivity for people who were trying to get up the ladder of life. And so, you know, he's going to be missed tremendously, and my thoughts and prayers go out to Joyce's wife and his family.
Congressman, how would you characterize Senator Mitchell's efforts to change Maryland, and particularly to make everything so that civil rights were a part of our state and that things were changed?
Well, we know that that Clarence spent a lot of time with regard to integrating various institutions in our state. As a matter of fact, just a few months ago, we celebrated at Morgan State University the sit-ins that were done at Reed's Drugstore many years ago. And Clarence was a person who was very instrumental, along with many Morgan students back then. But then he turned around and he used his legislative skills to work hard at trying to bring about change and open so many doors. And, you know, one of the good things I liked about Clarence, too, is he was able to get along with conservatives, liberals, and moderates, and Republicans. He just had that, because of his giant, big-picture personality, he was able to work with other people to get so many things done. And, I don't see how Maryland history could be written without a chapter or two on this great man.